You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network. New shows every day. Find us at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Have you always wanted to hear the hockey stories told from the press box? For your premier source of hockey prospect news from across the AHL, NCAA, Canadian Hockey League, and international leagues, this is your all-access pass to The Press Zone, a hockey podcast packed with news, analysis, interviews, and entertainment featured on thepresszone.fm. Your hosts, Amy Johnson and Rick Stevens, are experienced, credentialed hockey reporters bringing you stories built from strong connections throughout the hockey community and from inside rinks all across North America. Welcome to The Press Zone. Greetings, hockey fans. Welcome to August and welcome to this week's edition of the Press Zone podcast right here on Rocket Sports Radio, a podcast about the Montreal Canadiens prospects and the Laval Rocket in the AHL, and proudly, of course, produced by Rocket Sports Media and an affiliate of the Hockey Podcast Network. We are so glad that you're here with us today. I am your host of the show. My name is Amy Johnson. I am also the lead Laval Rocket correspondent for Rocket Sports Media, where you can find our coverage of the Montreal Canadiens and the Laval Rocket over at the Hockey News Montreal team site. That's at thn.com/Montreal. I'm also the host and producer of Habs Hockey Report, which is our weekly Canadians-based YouTube show, and you can find that at our YouTube channel and subscribe there if you haven't done so at youtube.com/allhabs. That's right. It is August 1st. Can you believe it? We are officially in the slowest month on the hockey calendar, and we're here. That's right. We're here. We have news. We have things to talk about. But we hope that you are kicking back, enjoying the dog days of summer. As they say, August is always that, you know, for some people, it's a little bit of a scurry towards the end of the month as we get kids back to school or back to university and those kinds of things, teachers getting back to work. But August is kind of like grasping on to those last days of summer and really soaking in some relaxation. While you're doing that, maybe you're on vacation, maybe you're at the cottage, maybe you're at home. We're glad that you're tuned into the Press Zone. And today we are going to talk about, finally, Kent Hughes took one last piece of business before August rolled around, got his last RFA signed this week. And so that's what we're going to talk about today. Yes, finally. Not sure. Well, we can kind of guess, but took an awful long time to get restricted free agent forward Jesse Ullinen signed. We know that he was the last remaining RFA on the list to ink a contract. And so it was announced just yesterday on July 31st that they had finally come to terms and signed a one-year contract extension for Jesse Ullinen. And it is a two-way contract. This will pay him $775,000 at the NHL level with a $200,000 minor's salary when he plays, if he plays in the AHL. But he does have a minimum guaranteed salary for the season of $275,000. Now, right off the bat, how do I feel about this contract? Frankly, I don't love it. I don't love the 1 year. And I certainly don't love that it's a two-way deal. And I'll tell you why I feel that way. No, I'm not kicking off August being negative Nancy. There's some really, for me, there are some very constructive arguments as to why I don't love this deal. I have a feeling that this deal went 1 year, maybe because Ullinen's camp didn't like the two-way. I expected Jesse Ullinen's contract extension to look like Rafael Harvey Pinard's contract extension, if we're being completely honest. I was expecting 2 years, and I was expecting a one-way deal. Why? Because Jesse Ullinen has certainly proven himself capable, and he's as much of a contributor to the NHL game as Harvey Pinard is. In fact, in some areas, he has surpassed him. Skating is certainly one of them. Defense is one of them. Rafael Harvey Pinard is flashy. He's got a big personality. He scores, you know, exciting goals, that kind of thing. And so he's a much more visible kind of, I put in air quotes, loud prospect. He makes a splash. And there's nothing wrong with that. He does what he does well. Rafael Harvey Pinard is one of the first people to tell you that his skating's not great. And, you know, he still has work to do, especially without the puck. Jesse Ullinen plays a much quieter game. He has a very much quieter personality. You know that from what you see of him in interviews. I can tell you that firsthand from the number of times that I've interviewed him. He is a very quiet, very humble, very soft-spoken personality. So he's not the big splash and, you know, flash and splash kind of player that Harvey Pinard is. That doesn't mean that he's any less capable, less talented, less skilled, less ready for the NHL. So let me swing back to that in a minute. I started this because I was saying that I expected Ullinen's contract, once they hit Harvey Pinard at 2 years and a one-way, I expected Ullinen to be 2 years and a one-way. Would they be the same amount of money? I don't know. Maybe. I would have liked to have seen Ullinen get more than league minimum. If you didn't want him, if you didn't want to give him the $1 million, you could have pulled him in at, I don't know, 925 or something like that. The league minimum for me is a little insulting. The two-way part of this deal is what really frustrates me. Like, really, really frustrates me. And I have a feeling that the reason this contract took so long is Ullinen's agent and himself would also know that he is absolutely deserving of a one-way deal. And I would bet that the one-way part of the deal was the sticking point. And so maybe when the Canadians put their foot down, dug their heels in and said, no, it's going to be a two-way deal. Maybe it was Ullinen's camp that said, okay, well then we're not signing for term. We're going to do this for 1 year and then we'll reevaluate again next year. And if that is, as I say, that's pure speculation on my part. But I could see that being the case. And if that is how this went down, then more power to Jesse Ullinen's camp, because no, he should be on a one-way deal. Let's take a look at the numbers. Let's not forget, Jesse Ullinen is an early second-round draft pick. Back in 2018, he was taken 35th overall by the Canadiens. This is a high draft position prospect for Montreal. He played in the Finnish league for a very long time. He was successful in the Liga. He played for the Pelicans, and he was part of Finland's U20 team back in 2018-19 that won gold. He had some great early experience in hockey before he transitioned over to the North American game, and joined the AHL, debuted with Laval back in 2021. Over the course of the last, year and a half, 2 years that he has played in the AHL, he has, he's done very well for himself. He's played 120 games at the AHL level, all with Laval, 34 goals and 51 assists in that time. That is 89 points in 120 AHL games played. When you watch him, this past season in particular, he was exceptionally strong, and that was only playing half a season in Laval. He only played 39 games for Laval this past season, in the first half of the season. 39 games with Laval in the first half of the season, and that was when Laval was absolutely horrible. If you recall, Laval had an atrocious start to their season. And that was when Jesse Ullinen was with the team, and during that time managed to score 11 goals and 32 assists when the team was doing very poorly. So He had a decent start to the season. It was why he was one of the first recalls to Montreal when injuries started happening like crazy and the Canadians started dropping like flies. And so, Yessit Ullinen was recalled to Montreal this past season, played 37 games in the NHL. He stayed with Montreal for the rest of the season. He and HP only came back to Laval at the very end to play a couple of playoff games, and that was about it. 37 games in the NHL this past season, 6 goals and 10 assists, one of which was a power play goal, one of which was a game-winning goal. Now, does 6 goals and 10 assists sound real flashy and, you know, like it's a big deal? Maybe not to everyone. Maybe not to everyone. You know, especially a lot of people like to compare him and Harvey Pinard, and it's kind of why I was brought Harvey Pinard up. When it's really unfair to Ullinen to compare the two because they're two completely different kinds of forwards. But if you want to compare, okay, quote-unquote statistics, last year he played 34 games for Montreal, so he played 3 less games in Montreal. He was recalled a week or so after Ullinen was. And so he had 14 goals and 6 assists for 20 points. So one had 16 points, one of them had 20 points. That's actually pretty close. Ullinen is a 6'1", 190-pound right winger. Okay, he's had 21 points over his 52 career NHL games played. He's a big, strong body. He skates very well. He sees the puck very well. He sees the game very well. He's got a great hockey IQ. He has a sneaky good shot, particularly from the left point. That is kind of his office. It's where his specialty on the power play comes in. He can sit and shoot, but he also is a big playmaker as well. And defensively, he's very sound defensively. He performs well without the puck. That is why I have said, and many of us here at Rocket Sports have said for a long time, he is done learning at the AHL level. He is ready to contend for a roster spot this fall with the Montreal Canadiens. I understand Kent Hughes and Marty St. Louis have a glut of forwards to deal with. Yessit Ullinen is a guy that needs to be in the roster because he has proven himself at the AHL level. There isn't anything left, I don't believe, for him to learn there. What he needs to do is be is he going to be a top 6 player in the NHL? Probably not. He could, but he could definitely be a very solid, I want to say, third line right wing. You know, fourth line for sure, but third line right wing, absolutely. And you can absolutely depend on him on the power play. That makes him an asset. That makes him absolutely a contender for a roster spot out of training camp. Let's add another layer onto this of why he should have a one-way contract, particularly versus Raphael Harvey Pinard. Guess which one of them is waiver eligible, and guess which one of them is waiver exempt? Harvey Pinard, who got himself a one-way deal, is waiver exempt. They can send him back and forth to Laval to their heart's content. Not a problem. And I'm not saying that Harvey Pinard's not also going to try to contend for a spot, but he is a different kind of player than Ullinen is. And I think Harvey Pinard could still... Personally, I would like to see Harvey Pinard spend the first half of the season in Laval and finish honing his game, finish just a couple of little tweaky things that he needs to work on, and then, like last year, get called up maybe around Christmas time and ride the rest of the season out with the Canadians if need be. That's what I would like to see, but I digress. Yessit Ullinen, however, is waiver eligible. So giving him a two-way deal already sets up the expectation that you expect to send him probably to Laval at some point, right out of training camp, perhaps. If you do that, he has to pass through waivers first. And While Caden Primo is a bit of a question mark as to whether or not he would make it through waivers and get to Laval, Jesse Ullinen, in my opinion, that's a bigger risk because other teams will know that he has bottom six capabilities and power play capabilities. And he could be, he might not make it through waivers. I would be concerned that he might not make it through waivers. And boy, first of all, I think this kid is a solid player. I think he's done really well in his last year. And I'd really like to see him get an honest shot at the Canadiens roster this fall. To go hand in hand with that, however, man, would I be really frustrated if yet again the Montreal Canadiens organization let a top prospect slip away for nothing because they lost him to waivers. This is a 35th overall draft pick who is making a case for himself to play in the NHL, and you might risk losing him for absolutely nothing to another team who claims him on waivers. I will say this right now. I will be back with receipts and fury if we see that happen in the next 2 months. Because this has happened entirely too many times. I mean, call it a little, you know, a bit of a fallout from the Mark Bergevin era where this happened constantly. And it's something I'm just really frustrated in seeing with top prospects for the Canadiens organization. So I am pleased that Jesse Ullinen at least got his contract done, but I have a lot of reasons why I'm not happy with the contract. I'm actually fine with the fact that it's a one-year deal because I don't like the salary or the two-way portion of it. So I'm happy that it's only a one-way deal, and I'm hoping that things go the right way for Jesse Ullinen this year. And next year, he will be an RFA again at the end of this contract. So I'm hoping he gets qualified again, and I'm hoping then he finally gets his NHL one-way contract, perhaps with a little bit of term, and definitely at least at the $1 million mark, if not more. So we'll have to see. Otherwise, congratulations to whatever team ends up claiming him on waivers if that's what ends up happening with the Montreal Canadiens, because they will have picked up a good piece for absolutely $0. And so I will be, this is one I'll be watching with kind of an eagle eye for sure. If you want to be sure that you catch this kind of news on online on the Montreal Canadiens and their prospects, be sure you bookmark thn.com/Montreal. That is where the Rocket Sports Media team is contributing all of our coverage and content about the Canadiens, the Laval Rocket, and all of the Habs prospects. That is, of course, the Hockey News Montreal team site at thn.com/Montreal. We are going to take a quick break. We're going to hear not only from our sponsors at DraftKings, but our sponsors, Raycon Audio, is back, and they have a special incentive just for our listeners here at the Press Zone. So let's hear from both of our sponsors for this week's show, and then we'll be back in just a moment. You don't want to miss it. You are listening to the Press Zone podcast right here on Rocket Sports Radio. New customers, download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code THPN. Bet just $5 to score $150 in bonus bets instantly. That's code THPN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In Massachusetts, call 800-327-5050 or visit gamblinghelplinema.org. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Kansas, call 1-800-522-4700 on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort, KS. In West Virginia, gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. All games regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Please play responsibly in partnership with Hollywood Casinos at Charlestown Races. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. 21 and over in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details and state-specific responsible gambling resources. Bonus bets expire 7 days after issuance. One boost per eligible game. Opt-in required. Max bet $50. 10-plus leg requisite for 100% boost. Eligibility, wagering, and deposit restrictions apply. Terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/baseballterms. It's summertime, and it means that, of course, it's music listening time, whether you are chilling at the beach or at the lake or at the cottage, even in your backyard, out for a walk or a jog, or driving and cruising with the windows down or the top down if you're lucky enough to have a convertible. It is summer music season. What have you got playing on your favorite summer playlist right now? I've been listening to a lot of classic rock, a lot of 70s and 80s, you know, even if you're not going on vacation, summer is all about that vacation state of mind. And so whether you want to listen to those favorite tunes on repeat, or you just need to retreat inside your own head for a little bit, it's so much fun to create your own summer soundtrack. And I like to do that by popping in my Raycon wireless earbuds. There's just so much going on all summer, and sometimes you need some upbeat music to just pump you up before you go out and hit the beach with some friends, or head over to a family barbecue, or maybe you want to relax a little bit with some calmer music, guided meditation. You know, no matter what it is, if you're taking your earbuds on the go with you, maybe to the gym, like I said, out for a jog or a walk, or maybe you're just relaxing at home and you want some great tunes. I love to listen to music while I'm in the kitchen working, whether I'm cleaning or whether I'm cooking, baking, that kind of thing. So let me tell you, having your Raycon wireless earbuds is a great way to do that. They are the best way to listen to your music. You can use the earbud tap functions to toggle between 3 customizable sound profiles, noise isolation, and awareness mode, which allows some environmental sounds in so that you can still kind of hear what's going on around you if you want. Raycons have a 32-hour battery life, including 8 hours of playtime, so you can really listen to what you want, when you want, for a really long time. They come with custom gel tips for the most comfortable in-ear fit. That's a big one for me. In-ear earbuds and gel tips are typically difficult to fit inside my ear so that they fit and stay in my ear. Have not had an issue with my Raycons at all. And they start at just half the price of other premium audio brands, but they sound just as good, if not better. Raycons come with a 30-day happiness guarantee, so you really can't lose. And if you'd like to take advantage of a deal that they've got going on right now for the Press Zone listeners, you can create your own soundtrack with Raycon. And right now, as a listener of the Press Zone, you can get 15% off your Raycon order at buyraycon.com/THPN. That's buyraycon.com/THPN to save 15% on Raycons. buyraycon.com/THPN. Welcome back to the Press Zone podcast here on Rocket Sports Radio. Once again, my name is Amy Johnson, your host of the show. You can find me on Twitter at Flyers Rule. You can also follow us at Rocket Sports. That's the best place to find all of our content, both on the Hockey News Montreal team site and also our coverage of the Habs and the Laval Rocket. If you haven't done so already, I do invite you to subscribe to this show. Also subscribe to our sister podcast, our flagship podcast, the Canadians Connection podcast. You can find that at CanadiansConnection.fm. Speaking of the Canadians Connection, I did want to mention quickly a couple of things you might have missed on the show if you're not subscribed to the Canadians Connection, or maybe if you are and you've just been busy with your summer. You might have missed the last 2 episodes, which I'm going to suggest if you missed them, go back, go to CanadiansConnection.fm and go and listen to last Saturday's and the episode on July 22nd as well. We've done a 2-part goaltending series for the Montreal Canadiens. Started on July 22nd with an exclusive interview with none other than Marty Biron former NHL goaltender and now in-studio analyst for MSG for the Buffalo Sabres, as well as for TSN and RDS. Marty had a great conversation with us about the Canadiens' goaltending situation right now. Most namely, he talked about Jake Allen, Sam Montembeault, and Caden Primo. It's a fascinating conversation. Marty had a lot of really great insight about the state of the crease, basically, right now for the Canadiens. But he also talked about just goaltending in the NHL today and how it is different even from when he was in the NHL just, I don't know, 10 years ago. And talked about goaltending departments in the NHL and how that is becoming a trend and whether or not that's an actual advantageous thing for teams that do that. What kind of goaltender is having more success in the crease at the NHL level? It was a really, really interesting interview. I highly recommend you go check that out. And then last Saturday on the 29th on the Canadiens Connection podcast, I was happy to join the show again for the second week in a row, so that Rick Stevens and I could speak with Sean Richardson, who is the head goaltending scout for FC Hockey. Some of you OGs like me might more recognize FC Hockey from when they used to be called Future Considerations. Now they are just FC Hockey. Sean Richardson is their head goaltending scout. And so he joined the show to talk about the prospect pipeline for the Canadiens in terms of their netminders. So he spoke to us at length about the newly drafted goaltenders, Jacob Fowler, Quentin Miller, Evgeny Volokhin. Really interesting stuff. But then he also went further, talked about Emmett Croteau in the pipeline, talked about Jakub Dobis, who's going to be making his pro debut with Laval this fall, and even spoke a little bit about Caden Primo and kind of where he falls in the depth chart and his development. So two really fascinating interviews in back-to-back weeks on the Canadiens Connection podcast, fully examining the Montreal Canadiens goaltending situation from Jake Allen all the way down to the guys who just recently got drafted about a month ago. So be sure to check that out. You don't want to miss that. Be sure you're also subscribed over at our YouTube channel, youtube.com/allhabs. You'll find the Canadiens Connection podcast there as well, a couple of days after it airs on your favorite podcast platform. It then comes out on our YouTube channel as well. And on Thursdays, Habs Hockey Report comes out. That is a show that I host every Thursday. I do know this week I'm going to be talking about this Jesse Ullinen contract. So if you want to watch my reactions there, hit subscribe. Don't miss an episode. And really, we've got, you know, August, we know, is going to be a little on the slower side as far as news goes. We are still going to try to be here. We might take a week off somewhere in there, but you can guarantee Tuesdays we're going to be here. Patrick Williams will be back with us for his AHL Hot Stove segment the next time that we are on the air. And we know that you don't want to miss that either. And I think Rick Stevens is probably going to make an appearance this month as well, because it's been a minute since the chief, the head honcho, our fearless leader, has been on the show with us. So we'll have him in as well soon. Thank you so much for listening. I hope that you are enjoying your summer. I certainly hope you come back again next week for another exciting episode of the Press Zone podcast right here on Rocket Sports Radio.
Click subscribe to never miss an episode of the Press Zone on Rocket Sports Radio. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Rocket Sports.